This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You could make a case that advertisers are in charge at Facebook. The company needs them to help make money off all that data we all so willingly provide. And along those lines, Facebook is rolling out a new advertising tool today that it claims will be a real game changer. It wants to merge data from its more than 1 billion active monthly users with information from their travels across the internet on computers and mobile phones alike, with the end result being that advertisers would then be able to buy ads outside of Facebook. Complicated, I know. Here's Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson to explain.
There's historically been this black hole between people's internet use on smartphones and computers. Nate Elliott is an analyst at Forrester Research.
So you can target people who like the New York Yankees on the PC. You can target people who like the New York Yankees on a phone, but you're never quite sure today if you're catching the same people on both of those platforms.
Facebook's Atlas service wants to close that gap and let advertisers better measure whether their ads worked. But Elliott cautions that Facebook is short on details about how they'll do this. If the service is as good as the company claims, Karen North, a professor of digital social media at USC's Annenberg School, says it could help Facebook better compete in its ad wars with Google.
I believe where Facebook has struggled in the past is that people don't go to Facebook to buy things. And so now they're deciding, well, maybe the whole Facebook ad idea isn't the right answer. Maybe it's we'll just be the place to come to buy ads.
A couple of years ago, Facebook watchers were bemoaning its lack of a mobile strategy. So this is fast progress, says Roger Kay, president of Endpoint Technologies Associates. But it may elevate the privacy concerns many users already have with Facebook.
I would say that if it's done well, you will notice it. Because what you'll find is the creepy effect, that you'll visit a site and then you'll go somewhere else and notice an ad for something that seems to be related to that site you just visited.
Facebook says it won't give advertisers identifying information about users. Just lots and lots of data. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.